It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says, you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
Just got paid today. Got me a pocket full of change.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Then I just got paid today. Got me a pocket full of change. If you believe like working hard all day, just step on my shoes and take my pay.
You got a business. You didn't know that. Somebody else did that. A lot of people saying you raise the debt limit, it raises the debt. No, it doesn't. It doesn't raise the debt at all. It just means we're going to pay our bills. And 2 + 2 = 5. We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday Worldwide Edition, the 22nd day already of June 2014. We just had the longest day of the year yesterday, right? Longest day of the year. What do they call that? The summer solstice. The longest day of the year yesterday. And I had a chance to spend that with some of my family. It was wonderful. I hope you're having a great time here on this wondrous, beautiful earth with all these amazing creations, and that we can transcend the globalists and those that try to shutter the gates of reality and keep our horizons very, very narrow and very, very restricted. Because it is in looking up from the dirt, from the globalist artificial reality, that we will discover the wider universe around us and realize just how diseased and twisted the minds of the globalists are, worm-eaten by egomaniacal delusions of control freak paradises they're going to build when all they ever seem to build is hell. Hillary Clinton was in town Friday here in Austin, Texas, where we come to you from all over the world. Come to you from Austin and broadcast around the world, transmit and stream via Infowars.com around the world. And our reporters, David Knight and Kit Daniels, did a great job. Some of it they got on video with hidden watch cameras. Other parts they got off of iPhone audio, because obviously it's hard to stick a camera in Hillary's face when you're standing right in front of her. And they had all sorts of security people there doing the TSA pat-downs, which are now ubiquitous, not just first the airports and then the sports stadiums. Now it's everywhere to get around the private citizen, Hillary Clinton. Before, you had to be the Secret Service protection. You had to be the president or their immediate family. And now it's just anybody from the government, period. Everyone gets groped. And then now it's, you go to any event, you get groped, which is the total conversion of this country and this world. This is being done worldwide into a classical police state where we basically live in an open-air prison. But we have that video and that audio up on Infowars.com. She attacked Matt Drudge and the alternative media, saying it was basically lies. And she attacked the Second Amendment and elaborated on her statement from earlier in the week that we'll cue back up from CNN, where she said people's views of the Second Amendment terrorize the public and are basically terrorism. So our reporters got through the blockade where the narcissist, egomaniac, Queen Bee, Hillary Clinton, was there holding court to all of the anti-male women that have been programmed to think that their empowerment comes through the destruction of men. Basically a cult of women seething with the desire for power. Totally programmed by the known CIA operative Hillary Rodham Clinton, who was groomed from high school. By the way, Life Magazine's back there in Dew's office. Since I mentioned that, I want to show that to people. We're going to play that video and more, the latest on the border, the latest on the economy. Stay with us. A very important transmission.
answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
South Dakota Republicans have just passed a resolution demanding Obama impeachment. We had members of Congress on Friday. We covered the report that are saying they have the votes now in the House to start impeachment, to indict Obama for all sorts of unconstitutional high crimes and misdemeanors, and then have the trial in the Senate. And what I've already told everybody, I'm not even an IT person, but I knew this and checked with my IT people, and Breitbart is reporting it and confirming it off of the federal purchase orders and federal contracts. Lost emails. The IRS has a contract with an email backup company. Yes, the federal government is under even stricter laws and regulations about saving information than the public. That's why, remember, the head of the Energy Department and others got caught a few years ago and had to resign because they had dummy emails under pseudonyms. It was fitting that some of the pseudonyms were for British royalty. That's how the bureaucratic class sees themselves, you know, trying to shut down our industry, shut down our power plants and more, trying to put tracker boxes and all the cars attached by the mile. Remember all that? That was discussed in separate private emails they had illegally in the government running policy. So that's brought some of these scallywags down. And it's come out that they were ordered to persecute pro-lifers, Christian groups that weren't establishment, Tea Party groups. That persecution's public, and they keep claiming, Lois Lerner and others, that you know they didn't do anything wrong, but now they've been caught, and so they're in a box. They're cornered, and they said, you know, throughout the agency, everybody who supposedly emailed each other on who was to be targeted under Obama's orders, all of those hard drives were taken out of the computers in the last year, and they were destroyed. Well, there's a big problem with that. Most people don't back their emails up on their computer. Almost all email systems, including the ones the IRS has been confirmed by the federal contracts, are on servers, and then they're backed up to data tapes. That's still the cheapest way. We do it here with a data tape box. We don't keep, you know, general junk emails, but backups of the site, backups of news, backups of data. It's backed up on tapes. And more it's going to clouds. So it is pure, manifest, unmitigated bull. It's like catching your child up in the cupboard with cookies in their hand, in their left hand, with their right hand, shoving cookies in their face, and they look at you and say, I didn't eat any of the cookies. Except this isn't some harmless thing like getting cookies out of the cupboard, out of the pantry, when you haven't eaten your dinner yet. This is sending the government out to audit and persecute and arrest and harass and deny charity 501c3 to anyone that's not in a criminal operation with the Democratic Party, like we saw with Acorn and others and their Obamacare navigators. Again, if you just joined us, we are live. It is the 22nd day of June 2014 on this live, L-I-V-E, Sunday worldwide transmission. And we have David Knight, InfoWars nightly news host, who also co-hosts the radio show on a routine basis, does a fabulous job. He went out with Kit Daniels Friday. Hillary Clinton was in Austin, Texas, where this transmission originates from, 6 days a week. Weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and then back Sundays, 4 to 6 Central. And they said no cameras allowed at the book people, and that you could simply pay your money to go up and be bossed around by Hillary and worship her and see her in her you know full regalia on a power trip, which we do have video of. Well, we had hidden cameras and did get video of it. Even though they frisked everyone, they did not catch the wristwatch cameras that are in close to HD. They're not HD yet, but they're close to it. So this is a very important information. We're going to play David Knight's report when we come back. Then we're going to have David Knight in studio with us. Then the other reporter that was with him Friday, Kit Daniels, has gone down to the Texas border again. We had our reporters there last week. And Jakari Jackson, John Bowne, and others. And we broke about five national news stories showing that the Border Patrol buses the illegals in to McAllen. And then we had the emergency manager of the city on video at the tent city say, and then the Border Patrol gives them, the illegal aliens, tickets for Greyhound. And then they get on and go wherever they want in America who are illegal. And now there's just waves of babies by themselves on buses. I mean, there's already a lot of babies showing up, and toddlers and women with kids, but now it's just dump your babies here. And America's so politically correct that it's racist, ladies and gentlemen. If you just don't say, come here, you have diseases, you have five kids, you have three kids, you know, whatever, we're just going to pay for everything. No other country does this. I can't go to Guatemala or Mexico or do that. And this is a crisis to bring the country down and to have voters that will vote because they're literally attached to the government mammary gland immediately when they get here to 90-plus percent is the current statistics, vote for a total authoritarian plan. Socialism, gun control, you name it. And by the way, here's the Hillary Clinton signs if you're watching us on Infowars.com/show on the free video feed or at PrisonPlanet.tv. Look at this. Hillary, readyforhillary.com, paid for by Hillary PAC. That's by Hillary's people. And pound Twitter sign is ready. And it's this bizarre gangsterish shot, gangster chic, of the woman that brags when she kills people and takes over countries that she came, she saw, they died. Her on her phone looking like supposedly some type of diva. Very, very disgusting. You know, she's the gangster. She will bring the power of women to the fore. Why have women just ran things? Well, women run the State Department right now and are overthrowing Ukraine, turning it over to Nazis, turning areas of Syria and Iraq over to Al-Qaeda. I mean, the idea, and it's a real thing out there. The women that buy into this don't have any direction or any plan. They just know, I hate other men. That's a Freudian slip because they're kind of like men. And I, you know, hate my kids, and I just have the power. And I'm going to sit here, and I'm for the police state, and I'm for the drug war, and I'm for everything else that's tyrannical, but I'm a woman. And so it's cute and it's funny. It doesn't matter. I'm a liar and a criminal and was involved in Vince Foster murder. It doesn't matter. And the cattle futures and the corruption and Benghazi and Fast and Furious and just endless evil and shutting the country down and bankrupting everything. It doesn't matter because you're racist if you don't like Obamacare. And see, you're sexist if you don't like Hillary's politics. Really, I'd vote for the Le Pen lady over in France. She's like a Tea Party type libertarian. I mean, I would get down and kiss her feet. I'd love to have a woman president. But see, that's how they phrase it. Oh, you just can't handle it intellectually and know what a liberal this is and how progressive it is. No, I see flaming, evil, criminal fascism. I know it when I see it. I know it when I see it. And that's what Hillary Clinton is and has always been. And we just can't seem to ever get rid of her. It's like cancer. It just keeps coming back. And you know, they throw out these little rights. Oh, we'll, you know, let gays marry or whatever. It's all just a political football. Well, when it comes to banker bailouts and looting the economy and food prices exploding and the Federal Reserve, they just make it about the puppet Hillary because she herself is just a puppet, though a high-level gangster in the power structure. It's a distraction from the good old boys club at Goldman Sachs and all the big banks that are literally funding the gun control, the open borders, the end of America, North American Union garbage. General Petraeus in the London Telegraph admitted the open borders are about the North American Union.
we now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Do you remember all the scandals back in the 90s with the Clintons, all the corruption? For me, though, the biggest one is currently Bill Clinton's charity keeps about half the money, it came out in the news, that he raises for Haitian kids to run a fleet of jets and houses and things for himself, even though he's worth tens of millions of dollars separately from that. His payoff for swindling the American people, getting NAFTA and GATT passed. Remember they told you NAFTA and GATT would be a great thing for everybody? How do you like deindustrialization now? But there's a new article that broke on Friday, and we have the audio coming up with David Knight as well. And that deals with victim of pedophile rapist, Hillary Clinton took me through hell. And there's a recording now of it. So we're going to be breaking all of that down, Hillary Clinton's involvement. Remember all the women that got raped by Bill Clinton and he would settle the cases? And then the feminists, the so-called feminists, would come out and attack those women? Because these aren't feminists. These are people that are about a power structure. They're a gang. And they're doing a great job wrecking society and civilization. By the way, speaking of Hillary Clinton, this witch just never seems to go away. Here is the article out of Life magazine. The issue is June 20th, 1969. And in it, it's got Hillary, the little genius, who was just getting out of college at the time, who they would, you know, said would be basically running our country later, and how great socialism is. See, totally groomed from the beginning. These are sinister technicians that know exactly what they're doing, and they've done a fabulous job. And again, I'm not getting off on some Hillary bashing tangent. It's just that she came out, and we'll play this clip coming up, last week on CNN, and said that owning guns isn't just the issue. No, it's people that promote the right don't have a right to terrorize everyone with our speech. And David Knight was able to talk to her, and she elaborated on that. They said no cameras, but public interest is above that when she visited book people. The press isn't going to be shut down anymore. So David Knight and Kit Daniels were both able to get questions in. The audio's from a hidden watch microphone system, so it's not the best audio, but it is audible, even on AM radio. We've tested it. And separately, that dovetails with this. Now, this happened to our reporters Tuesday live on air. In Brownsville, at the big bridge, they would try to get over, and the feds were claiming they owned that whole side of the river, even though they didn't, and that we couldn't be there with cameras. We have video of that. Just get back, guys running up with machine guns as they bring in the illegals. And we have video, again, that is up on Infowars.com. Drudge link to it. It went viral. It was on Fox News. In fact, that happened at least three times last week that Fox picked up our video for the border of the kids being masked, being shipped deeper in, where they're being held at churches. The buses come in at Brownsville, come in at McAllen, other areas in Texas. The Greyhound buses, the Border Patrol gives them their vouchers to go wherever they want on Greyhound, a coded number where Greyhound's just told, take them wherever they want. New York City, Michigan, Detroit, wherever they want to go, Austin, Texas, you take them there. You just take illegals, men, women, children, babies, you know, just drop them off. This is human trafficking, completely illegal. And then Breitbart has video of it now. It happened to them yesterday. U.S. media restricted at border. Federal agents cite safety concerns at the Grangino City, Texas, a remote section of the U.S. border near the International Bridge is one of the few places where media can witness and record the mass crossings of minors coming from Central America. The U.S. Border Patrol is now restricting journalists' access to the area, citing safety concerns. No, they're not. You are loading them on buses and shipping them in. I have the head of McAllen Emergency Management, and then people didn't believe it. A day later, Paul Watson found the federal purchase order in the federal contract at Fez Business Ops from January to hire the tens of thousands of contractors to go run this. And we caught FEMA pre-deploying food to these bases a year ago for this. We have them premeditated like everything else. Do I have time to go to this report before we go to break? Let's go to David Knight's and Kit Daniels' report from Hillary coming to Texas and attacking Matt Drudge and the Second Amendment. Outrageous. Let's go to this authoritarian.
Well, Hillary Clinton is pushing her book and her candidacy on the public. She's made some pretty controversial statements lately about Matt Drudge, about the Second Amendment. Kit Daniels and I went to her book signing here in Austin, and what we found was contradiction, hypocrisy, and really a kind of dangerous intolerance of the First Amendment and free speech. On a recent NPR interview, she said Matt Drudge was one of a, quote, bunch of gamers. And then she said there's a difference between fair game and playing games. So Kit asked her about the influence of Drudge. Did he have too much influence? What about other internet sites? This is what she had to say.
Hi. Hello. I listened to you on NPR recently. Sites like the Drudge Report and other white-wing sites have too much influence?
No, I don't know. There's so much opinion and information out in the world. And the best way to deal with bad information is good information. More the merrier, right?
Yeah.
Thanks.
So she kind of tells Kit that she supports a free marketplace of ideas. You know, may the best man or woman win. But that's not what she said when it came to gun owners. She was very intolerant of viewpoints of people who opposed gun control. She said earlier, just a couple of days ago, that they terrorized the public with those viewpoints. So I asked her for some clarification.
Do you really mean to characterize gun owners as terrorists? Gun owners as terrorists, as a terrorized majority?
No, but I meant to say, and I think I did say, that a minority who believes in absolutely no restrictions is terrorizing the majority. I think universal background checks are eminently reasonable under the Constitution, and I believe that they should have been passed after the murders at Sandy Hook, and now we've got many more murders.
So it's kind of the First Amendment, too. They should shut up, right?
No, They can keep talking, but they do more than talk, in my
opinion.
There you go. Thank you.
Oh, okay. It's not intimidating to call people terrorists.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
How's that for a contradiction? No free marketplace of ideas there. People she disagrees with have to be silenced because they're terrorizing the public. Then there's the hypocrisy of these elitists who are constantly pushing gun control. After passing through layer after layer after layer of security at the book signing, she clarified for me that the 99.99% of us without an army of security guards should just shut up about our right to keep and bear arms, or be labeled as terrorists. Going back again to that NPR interview, she'd said that debates about her physical condition isn't the debate that the American people want to have. She said they want to debate things like tax policy or economic growth or climate change. But clearly Hillary Clinton doesn't want a debate on our rights. Debates don't mean anything if our leaders don't have character. We need people who are going to respect our rights. We need people who are going to trust the American people. And we need leaders who are going to obey the law and tolerate free speech.
That's right. You can see the rest of Knight's report in living color at InfoWars.com if you're a radio listener, and PrisonPlanet.com. It's on the site right now. Hillary Clinton attacks Drudge and Second Amendment in Texas visit. We'll be back with him in studio. Waging war.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season
when the blood runs high.
In this time,
give it to me easy.
I will say it again, I've been a libertarian on the public scene for 22 years, on air 19. I am absolutely nonpartisan, as everyone knows, and literally savaged George W. Bush up one side and down the other 24/7 for 8 years. And the fact that things just got worse under Obama is part of the larger ongoing process of evil and the elites getting away with anything you can imagine. But when you talk about the Democrats and the Clintons and what Obama's doing, it is five orders of magnitude of what Bush and the Republicans ever did. It makes Richard Nixon, who was terrible in many respects, and who I would have supported impeachment of if he wouldn't have resigned, look like an angel. I mean, you study the yardstick of real politique and look at Hillary and what they do. These are gangster, vicious, evil people who openly are arming Al-Qaeda to take over Iraq and Islamification of the entire country and murdering every Christian they find. They've done the same thing in Syria, Libya. And folks, they're funding it. It's all over the foreign news. Total fact they're doing that. Total fact they staged Fast and Furious, killed thousands to blame the Second Amendment. That came out, CBS News and memos. To list their crimes takes hours. They want this country bankrupted and controlled because all of their interest, the corporate interests that fund them, like General Electric, who's exempt from the carbon tax, go read it, Obama signed an order, they're taking over. No one else can operate but them. And the entire establishment that's left that isn't homicidal or insane better line up against these people. That's why the Republican leadership is going after the Tea Party right now. And the Tea Party is having a lot of victories, but it needs more. That's why they, the Tea Party, it's dead. No, they're losing because they're winning so many elections. It's another hoax, like saying NAFTA and GATT would be great. Or saying Obamacare would cut your price in half or less down to the bill, like your phone bill. Total lies. Or you could keep your doctor. Or I promise I won't come after any of your guns. It's all lies. I won't hire lobbyists. I won't sign the NDAA. Signed it. I mean, it's pure lying. And then running around like they're some type of liberals because they're for, quote, gay marriage or something. Just a political football. David Knight's with us into the next hour from the border. We're going to have our reporters, our intrepid reporters. Wild horses couldn't drag them away. I told Kit, I said, listen, you don't have to go back down to the border. You've just been working all week. And he goes, I want to go. So Kit and Rob Jacobson are down there at the border where they're telling reporters they can't videotape on city streets the Border Patrol loading illegals on buses and shipping them in and giving them tickets. We have this on video and the emergency manager of the city admitting it to us. Huge scandal. Only picked up by a few papers after DrudgeReport.com linked to our video and all of it. The quotes, living color, all of it happening. Not just the emergency manager saying it. It shows it. I mean, the magnitude. If you got caught doing that, it's 10 years in jail, human trafficking, each person. You bring children into it? Oh, my God. I mean, this is effectively kidnapping. Because no one even knows where these kids are coming from. Now it's a flood of babies on the buses. And the flood's only going to accelerate, and I believe it's the false flag. So David will be with us 30 minutes or so in the next hour. Kit's going to be joining us as well from the border, live video feed. If you're a radio listener, you can always go as well. Later, we archive it at prisonplanet.tv. You can also watch a live feed at infowars.com/show. I want to get into the Hillary thing in the next segment. And you know, you and Kit going to ask her questions Friday. But first, I want to talk about what we're going to get to after that, this chilling audio of her laughing about how she got child rapist off. And I heard this audio today and literally was horrified for my family. Yeah. Because when you hear the enjoyment of getting an evil person off, and you hear, I mean, it's just, but then that's liberal. I mean, you could have the 13-year-old having its head chopped off and feminists would roll in the blood if Hillary said it was trendy. Yeah. I mean, these are just monsters who just want to have the moral high ground.
It was amazingly cold. This is a lady who is now 52 years old. She was 13 at the time she was raped. And in 2008, when Hillary Clinton was running, she had one brief thing with a reporter that was very contentious. She'd never said anything else about it. But now a tape has surfaced where Hillary is talking to somebody about her past legal experiences. And she's saying things like, I got this guy off. He actually passed a polygraph test. It destroyed my confidence in polygraph tests forever. Ha, ha, ha. She talks about what he did. She talks about the fact that she got him off on a technicality in the sense that they did the tests on his underwear, the test for blood and semen. It was positive. But because they cut a hole in it and they lost that hole or whatever, she got it thrown out. So she's laughing about this, covering for this pedophile rapist. You know, she's covered for...
Because it later was confirmed.
Yes. She's covered for these rapists her entire life. And now...
Well, her husband is a hardcore rapist.
Yeah, yeah.
He's an expert rapist.
So now she wants...
In the settled cases, he bites the women with blood dripping, holding them down, biting their lips while he rapes them.
Well, this young girl was left infertile. It was not just a rape. It was very brutal. And so,
so it was a torture rape.
Yeah, we're going to be hearing more about that. But that's just the amazing thing. It's the character.
Well, listen, you're not a good feminist. I mean, whatever Hillary does, it's good.
They're going to have a hard time demonizing this 13-year-old girl like they did the other women who came forward. They all just dismissed them as one bimbo slut after the other and attacked them individually. They're going to have a hard time doing this with a 13-year-old girl. And now that they've got this tape of Hillary, that's pretty amazing. When you hear that, it's very chilling.
Why are you being racist?
Now, I tell you what, it's just, you know, the sad thing, too, Alex, you were talking about people waking up. I spent more time in that line with people who were hardcore Hillary and Obama supporters. And they were talking, you know, at one point, there's a little girl looking through a book, and she sees something about some woman that was labeled as a murderer, whatever. This other lady says, well, remember, they're innocent until proven guilty. They have some of the right core values. It's just that they are so into this club of the Democrats or the Republicans. They're following these people because of their identity, whether they're black or they're a woman or whatever.
You well, know, it's mindless. It's mindless jingoism. It's just, I mean, if you know who Hillary is, she's a black op commander, CIA, from college on record, total forms of evil, narcotics trafficking at MENA. I've interviewed the multiple pilots, kids being killed that saw it going on, just every form of criminal operation. These are master criminals.
They'll dismiss that because she's part of that club. Or she's the identity that they want to identify with. And I've seen that with Republicans as well. They'll, you know, march in lockstep behind a guy who's a pastor, but he wants to start wars all over the place. You know, it's just they get into this club of being in the Republicans or the Democrats. That becomes a big deal to them. It's like supporting their college team or something. And I see just the opposite. When I was involved in the Libertarian Party, they were so much against the cult of personality that they would go down and analyze everybody's positions with a fine-tooth comb. If they disagreed with them on one issue, they'd throw the guy out. And that's why they don't win anything. But, you know, you got to...
No, I agree. But listen, I've always attacked the Republicans because they're a bunch of blue blood scum. Chris Christie, the rest of them. But, I mean, I've studied politics. I've studied history. It's been a hobby. And this is beginning to really reach Caligula level.
Oh, yeah.
No one's ever put up with the government paying for the homeless kids to come here and causing a mass flood and letting...
It's a banana republic. They break the law, openly break the law, and then as you're talking about, they don't allow people to take photographs of the laws being broken down at the border. If you expose their criminal actions as a whistleblower, you are now the criminal. We see this all the time. Every time we go to talk to somebody anymore, we have to go in covertly because they won't have an upfront discussion with you. They want you to repeat what they have to say. We want to report what's going on.
And by the way, you notice now, finally the press corps is figuring this out, the dinosaur media, but it's too late. You know, the media are already hit. You know, they're already dying.
Mm-hmm.
They're already losing their jobs. It's over. You know, Drudge told them in 99 in a speech, or it was even earlier, you know, in a decade, you're all going to be losing your jobs. They all laughed. They still are a little bit arrogant, but they don't seem to understand that, or they're just starting to, that now they're getting rid of the press conferences altogether.
Yeah.
I mean, why? They'll just have the news network repeat whatever they said. You don't even need to be there. The prop of having that reporter there to act like they were asking questions. I learned this years ago. The New York Times would just call me up or you name it, just to do an interview to act like they talked to me to then twist what I said.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to where now they call up and I just go, no, I don't want to talk to GQ. And they go, we're GQ. And I go piss up a rope, man. I don't want to talk to you. Go to hell. And I hang the phone up. We'll be right back.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to play in the next hour the emergency manager of McAllen, Texas, saying that over 90% of the illegals that come in are on buses, families, kids, babies, you name it, the Border Patrol, who's said that they're filling the formula and heating the formula and changing diapers is their new jobs. The head of the Border Patrol Union said that a week and a half ago. So we're not demonizing the Border Patrol individually, but it doesn't matter because they're following orders. So we don't individually, we're not mad at them. We know they're being destroyed. A lot of them are quitting. We broke that news story with an ICE agent that talked to us, and that became a national news story last week with our reporters down on the border. And just every day, new stuff breaks, but he said, no, about 90%+. We're going to play the audio and the video. If you're a TV viewer, have been given vouchers to go wherever they want in the country. They're illegals. They just bus them, quote, to their families that live in the, quote, interior. And again, that's completely illegal, and they're just doing it and telling Breitbart and InfoWars, hey, you can't be here. You're standing there in McAllen or in Brownsville on the side of the street where the big bridge is, and there's people wandering around with bags and, you know, selling oranges 100 yards away. They come over and see that you're an American press with a flag on your microphone, and they say, get out of here.
Darkness hates the light. And they know that they're breaking the law. They don't want it documented. It's just like when a cop is doing something wrong, he doesn't want you to take his picture and get in your face. That's what's happening everywhere. They don't want anybody to see what they're doing, even though they're doing it in broad daylight and taking down the facade.
Well, the press has to stand up against this, not just the Dying Dinosaur press, but the general public has to realize that get a camera, get a microphone. You can get it for like $300. Go down to the border or whatever your issue is, cover it, put it on YouTube. It will become news. Mm-hmm. And more people are doing that and totally destroying the dinosaur press that won't do their job. We're filling that vacuum. And sure, I came along in one of the earlier waves of new media, and I'm now long in the tooth at this and more professional, but people didn't tune in because I was professional. They tuned in because it was real, and they kept seeing what I talked about come true.
Yeah, yeah. They're going to shut that down, though. They've got, Apple had patents for that back in 2008 to be able to selectively shut down a phone or all the phones in a particular area.
And now all droids will have it where the police hit one button and everything turns off.
That's right.
Remote control access.
That's right.
Beyond the NSA.
Yeah. So, but you'll still be able to do it if you get a purpose-built small phone, if they still, you know, camera, if they still sell those, or GoPro or something like that.
But, you know, you can, but again, it's designed to shut down human communication.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it shows, and they're just doing it. Listen, last week it was in the news. Obama met with the chiefs of police, and it was, you know, closed doors, and then several articles about it, and it reportedly said, don't tell the public what we've got, and we're listening to everything. Mm-hmm. The average cop doesn't know that. It's higher up. I mean, this is the end of everything, especially because crooks are running it all.
That's right. But it also is a policy that starts at the very top, just like we saw Hillary Clinton. She's saying that people who have viewpoints are terrorizing other people when it comes to the Second Amendment. So your opinion, your First Amendment rights are now terrorizing people. And that's just one step away from what Harry Reid said when he started calling people terrorists. And we ought to take that seriously, because these are the people who are coming up with these draconian measures, suspending the rule of law.
Absolutely.
Look, they haven't dropped the hammer yet, but they're putting the framework in. They're using the rhetoric. They're about to do it.
They're about to really go into high gear, but they've already been implementing things that are just unheard of.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can see they're committed. And the way Hillary looked at you with pure hate, now there's a still shot of it up on InfoWars.com. People got to go see the image in the article titled Hillary Clinton Attacks Drudge and Second Amendment in Texas Visit. I mean, she gave you a go to Hades look.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is she's saying that you can't intimidate people. And yet, does she think that it's intimidating people to call them terrorists? I mean, that's essentially what she's doing. She's trying to shut that down. Our rights don't rest on whether or not the majority of people like them. They don't have the authority. The majority of people do not have the authority to take away our rights. Neither do the courts or the legislature.
That's right. In a republic, if 51% say make black people slaves again, no, you can't, because it's against the Bill of Rights.
That's right. So legally, they would have to change the Constitution. They don't want to do that. They don't want to go through the process that the Constitution says you have to go through to change the Constitution. And they want to enact, even if they were to do that, it would still be...
Well, notice, they're doing all this just by fiat criminal operation. There's not even documents that they're you know, giving them vouchers until we dug them up. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we're talking to the emergency manager, and he goes, I don't know the authority. It's just, we're here, and now the Border Patrol ships illegals in, gives them food, and pays to ship them to be dropped off on street corners, wherever they ask.
Well, the former Border Patrol union said that this is a deliberate policy. It's orchestrated for political purposes. We know
that. Of course it is.
It's the Cloward and Piven thing, as you've said all along, and it's also a way for Obama to speed up and accelerate his youth corps. They already had the FEMA Youth Corps. If the government raises these kids and treats them like royalty, as we see them doing already, they're treating them better than they do them.
And by the way, that's the target age, 14.
That's right. They grab these kids. They treat them great. Now these kids have this unswerving, undying loyalty to the government.
And they're not even Americans.
That's right.
This is the classic takeover.
Perfect. Yeah, it's a perfect way.
I mean, this is a rerun of like hundreds of other tyrannies I've studied, all mixed together. And you find out, oh, they hired the former head of the Stasi, Marcus Wolf, paid him $1.1 million for 2 years before he died, in 2003 to help set up the current Homeland Security. And again, that was bipartisan.
Well, it was William Binney who was one of the first NSA whistleblowers, the highest ranking whistleblower. He was technical head with global responsibilities. And he said on this program, they're essentially doing the same thing in this country that he saw happening in East Germany and Russia. When he was working there, he was monitoring these foreign countries. Now he says they're taking all that and bringing it in. And that was...
Oh, yeah. Listen, I told you. Yeah. My dad said, hey, I think Homeland Security's trying to set us up. They came in and said they want me to spy on all my patients before he retired last year. And I said, no, Dad, they're doing it with most physicians. I said, go check with other doctors. And he went, wow, almost all of the senior ones have been visited either at their offices or at home, in some cases by FBI, you name it, or sometimes by auxiliary groups of basically the Democratic Party. So, see, they're merging it. Once they get these auxiliary agents that are party officials, it's outside of the FBI, outside the police. That's what the youth corps is. Mm-hmm. We need a domestic security force just as big, just as strong as our military. Close quote, Obama 2008 during the campaign. They're just doing it by fiat.
Right.
They're just moving ahead. It's unbelievable. How do you think they're going to try to get away with it? I want to play these clips of Hillary basically saying free speech is now terrorism.
Well, they're just coming out with it to a greater extent and not backing off when it's discovered. Look at the IRS scandal, for example. You know, Nixon was accused of doing that. It was one of the key articles of his impeachment, others being the fact that he refused to give information to the Congress when it was investigating him. And yet they do it now to a far greater extent. And then when somebody calls them on it, they just push back and say, you know, do something about it. We're not going to comply. We're not going to be ashamed of the fact that we broke the law. When they get caught, they don't care. So it's just like when you see police brutalizing people, they're being encouraged to do that by the federal government. Nothing ever
happens. The message is sent. Keep exactly. doing that.
Exactly.
And just in case you think we're making this up, here is Hillary on CNN following the script. It's not just her saying it, that speech is terrorizing people, that we're defending the right to have guns. Why? That's just causing an epidemic of shootings when they're down 52% in their own numbers.
Right.
I mean, they know, Justice Department knows, since 92, shootings are down 52%. They know that. They know mass shootings are flat, but they put the lie out. Here is Hillary on the Communist News Network.
I'm well aware that this is a hot political subject. And again, I will speak out no matter what role I find myself in. But I believe that we need a more thoughtful conversation. We cannot let a minority of people, and that's what it is.
Really,
it
Second
is a
Amendment's
minority
majority.
Of people
right.
Hold a viewpoint that terrorizes the majority.
They can't
of people.
Let us hold a viewpoint.
That's right.
Remember the governor of New York said, if you're pro-gun or pro-life, get out of the state. And he was like, no, I'm serious. Get out. Well, that sounds real liberal. Do what we say. We can't allow you to have a view. What the?
The Bill of Rights was set up to protect the smallest minority, that is, the individual. It was set there to make sure that we have the right.
Because there's always special interests that overpower the individual. So this was set up for individuals.
Exactly. And these are rights that we already had. They're just recognized and said to the government, you will not.
But plus, she's lying. Congress has a 7% approval rating in the latest Gallup poll.
That's true.
They have no legitimacy.
That's right.
Except for a handful of the political class.
That's right. So, you know, it's just amazing that they would do this. But people need to understand, people on the left need to understand that the same people that are going to deny rights in one area are going to deny them everywhere. They're going to say you don't have any Fifth Amendment rights. You don't have any Fifth Amendment rights. You don't have any First Amendment rights. And that's what.
Well, look at how the Republican and Democratic leadership are in lockstep when it comes to NSA, police state, yes. the billions of bullets, yes. training for war. But again, why have I totally endorsed the real Tea Party now? The Republicans couldn't take it over. The leadership's trying to kill it. The Democrats are coming after it. All the big trade federations are coming after it, trying to strangle it, because it is the only venue of revolution in this country right now. We have to put the full energy behind it now. Second hour, tons of key intel. Obama saying he wants a gun ban and more coming up. Second hour, tell friends and family to tune in.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, if you're listening in Mexico or Guatemala or Latin America and want to call in, whether you're an expat or you live there, and you want to call me out for saying it's wrong that Obama advertises to the world, you know, if you're sick, you don't have a job, you're hurt, yeah, your little kids, come here, we'll pay for it. And by the way, they've come out over the weekend, and Democrats admit, oh, we are kind of encouraging it. I'd like to hear from you. I'd like to hear from folks on the border states, people down by the border. I mean, it looks like a blighted war zone in South Texas on the border compared to what it looked like when I was in even college or high school. It was really cool down there. Really great museums, great food, great people on both sides of the border. It now resembles Calcutta meets Gaza, or you know, bombed out city, boarded up everything, burned out cars. And I mean, Mexico's collapsing. And so I'm supposed to just collapse with it because the globalists have this plan. I want to get into Wesley Clark. In fact, you might have to run over to your office and pull that London Telegraph article you covered on the Nightly News this week. I think that's key to tie into this with Kit. So maybe we can try to print that off. What was the headline?
I don't remember. I'll have to go back and take a look at it. But you know what you're talking about with all this, the problems that are going to blight in Mexico and now coming into the U.S., that's really the war that's going on there. You know, they want to talk about the wars in Afghanistan, Iraq that they started. What about this war that they started, the drug war that they started in Mexico?
Well, if somebody...
thousands of people dying. I mean, it's worse in terms of casualties than Afghanistan.
Yeah, in fact, I keep saying 70,000, 70,000. Years go by like minutes now. That was like 3-4 years ago. Mm-hmm. And this weekend I looked it up because I saw it on the news. They said over 100,000 dead the last 6 years.
Yes.
And I looked it up. It's like 130-something thousand dead. I mean, more die than Vietnam.
Yes. And yet that is because of our drug prohibition war. That's what we pushed down into Mexico and Central and South America. Prohibition didn't work with alcohol.
Prohibition wrecked this country.
Exactly. And so now it's been going on for decades. We've been pushing it down. Rather than stop that plague, that war that we've inflicted on Central and South America, we're telling the people now to come into this country because it is a politically designed takedown.
And Petraeus was speaking at this Margaret Thatcher group, which is the opposite. She helped stop the total takeover of England under the EU. Later it got done, and I'm not lionizing her, but she did kill that.
Yeah.
And here they are at this Margaret Thatcher Society, and it's in the newspaper, saying, oh, the open borders are about North American Union.
Yeah.
Well, of course it is.
Well, Petraeus, the question was, after America, what's next? And he said, well, that's simple. North America. So and the whole time he's talking about NAFTA and the conjunction of Mexico.
If you go to the Banff Canada 2007 documents that are in Endgame, mm-hmm. the Judicial Watch student got, it says, we will integrate through stealth and crisis. That's a quote.
Mm-hmm.
And they said the crisis will be a giant immigration wave collapsing the borders. We will also try to use the flu and terrorism.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they're doing. That's what they're rolling out the plan right now.
And I mean, we have their battle plan.
Yeah, as far as they're concerned, they've already set up the legal framework where we don't have a border, and it's called NAFTA. And that's what Petraeus was glibly talking about. He had absolutely no problem talking about
it. Imagine if your neighbor dropped their diary on the ground, and it was in the wind blowing around, and you went and got it. You weren't trying to read it, but you saw your name in it. So you open it, you go in your house, you're kind of embarrassed, you read it, and it's like, yeah, I've been planning to kill David for years, and... You know, I think I'm gonna, you know, mug him next week and make it look like a mugging, you know, just to get him back because I don't like David and you know that'll teach him blah blah blah. You would do something about that.
It's a good analogy.
We have the globalists just openly admitting all this. White House science czar writes eco science saying, yeah, we put stuff in the water to brain damage you and lower your fertility. And, you know, we go down here to Austin, talk to the mayor with scientists, Harvard studies that fluoride lowers IQ, gives you cancer. He just flips us off.
Yeah.
Mayor just literally says F you and does it, flips us off, being polite.
They toasted him with the people, gave him the evidence, gave him a local report. The local TV station actually did the report. They toasted him and said, huh, here you go. We're going to keep fluoride in the water.
Because it's all part of their cult. Because they know if one thing falls, their whole criminal operation falls.
Right.
And the mayor of Austin said, F you. We have the video. F you. I'm going to poison you. I can do whatever I want. You got it, scum? We'll be back with Kit Daniels from the border. You know, I kind of like Obama. I mean, he did build my business life. And I like my healthcare costs going up.
Sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stop.
Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns.
Because they were good people. They love government.
1776 will commence again if you try to.
Harry Reid says that's terrorist talk. I mean, he's a good guy.
The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're hardcore liberals on this broadcast. That means like Thomas Jefferson. Not the fake liberals that are a bunch of ultra-fascist criminals wrecking this country with their rhino, blue-blood accomplices. I am your host, Alex Jones. David Nice is going to ride shotgun with us the rest of the hour because I love having him here as my kind of Ed McMahon bouncing info back out at me. We've got Kit Daniels and, of course, the intrepid journalist and cameraman and video editor Rob Jacobson doing a great job down on the border in Brownsville, where they've been told they're not allowed to videotape the illegals on the buses being brought in by the Border Patrol and being paid to get on buses and be dropped off inside the interior. And our reporters are also being told they can't be up against the river, not even on federal, quote, property. Just don't show illegals coming across. And Breitbart has video of that happening to them as well. U.S. media restricted at border. Federal agent cites safety concerns. For your safety, I'm going to stick my hands down your pants at the airport. For your safety, we're going to do a proctology exam on Jesse Ventura. For your safety, we're going to naked body scan you while the government funds actual Al-Qaeda all over the world to take over different countries. As now, not just northern Iraq, but western Iraq is now falling to a Saudi Arabian Al-Qaeda army that flies Osama bin Laden flags. And that's in the German press because they can read it. Their favorite thing is to say, we're Osama bin Laden Brigade 1, Osama bin Laden Brigade 2. It's black flags in Arabic saying which, you know, bin Laden group or which Wahhabist group they're part of. And Obama's setting up a command threat fusion center to help coordinate with the Iraqi government, guaranteed to get all the Iraqi military's data and give it right to Al-Qaeda. And, of course, that's come out as well. So that's how this works. But again, we're all suspects here in America and the Tea Party and the New Terrorist. But we're going to Kit Daniels here in a moment till the bottom of the hour. And then, David, you're going to come back. We've got a bunch of news on Hillary, a new tape, her laughing about protecting child rapists. And she just really is celebrating it. Mm-hmm. And this is a real tape. And it just shows the pure evil that we're dealing with. And what else are you going to be covering?
Well, we're also going to talk about how they're covering for her with Benghazi. You know, that's a big problem. I mean, it's not just what we're talking about, what we've heard.
Again, Al-Qaeda murdering people.
Exactly.
That was Al-Qaeda.
And we've heard from Pachinik and others that this was an arms deal. This was something that was going on between two different groups within the CIA. There was internecine fighting going on. But just at the superficial level, this lying about the fact that it was a reaction to a film. Now they've got a book that's coming out. A guy, Ed Klein, wrote this book that he's pushing called Blood Feud between the Clintons and the Obamas. And he's essentially trying to portray her as somebody who she knew that it really wasn't that film, but she was had her arm twisted by Obama into going along with the deception. Well, I have a problem with that. You know,
Hillary Clinton never lies. You're against women.
People ought to understand this isn't any excuse. I mean, this is the best excuse they can come up with.
Well, she's the new gimmick.
Yeah.
You know, put a guy who claims he's part African in, and then he can destroy the whole Bill of Rights and Constitution because it's trendy. Well, now it's the woman thing. We'll show those guys. It's just pure gimmicks. And if Americans want to buy into this, folks, can you imagine if Hillary actually gets in?
Is tyranny any better if it comes to us dressed in a pink polyester pantsuit? You know,
I think if you put Hitler in a pink suit and said it's for the women and said women show the men, that they would probably vote for Hitler.
Well, she's kind of channeling some kind of a supervillain over there in her poster with her sunglasses.
And, yeah, by the way, guys, let's show this by a Hillary-funded PAC. All over Austin is putting these up. We got one. It's Pound Ready is the Twitter meme. If you're watching at InfoWars.com, you can see the feed of this in the listen and watch free link there. And she literally looks like she's trying to look like the Godfather or something here.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just really bizarre and pathetic. And then they've got these blue signs up. She'll turn Texas blue, Hillary, readyforhillary.com. Boy, is that not disgusting.
They've got that poster of her in the sunglasses and the phone up on the back of the bus, along with a lecture, don't text and drive. You know, it's like perfect Nanny State poster, you know. It's like
don't say bossy.
Mother and Nanny State.
Hey, yeah. Not only does Michelle Obama tell your kids what to eat, don't complain.
Yeah.
Well, you're not just against women, you're against black women now.
Well, I'm
against control freak criminal weirdos telling me what to do while they feed our kids prison food.
They have a problem with her, with the word bossy, but they put her up there to look like a boss, you know. I mean, it looks like a big mother, you know, instead of big brother. But
it is like a fascist or communist poster.
Yeah.
It's more fascist. The commies usually do that red on blue look, you know, that was the Obama poster. But I mean, that looks, that literally with the red on the black looks fascist. That's like a Nazi poster.
Well, and what she says is like a Nazi, too. When she says that your viewpoints terrorize people, so you better shut up. If you don't think that I should be able to ban assault weapons, and there is no definition of what an assault weapon is. I mean, it's...
They commit 2% of the crimes,
yeah.
FBI numbers.
So, you know, if
2% of gun crime.
If you oppose any of that, if you think that rights are something that's absolute and shouldn't be infringed around the edges, see, when they infringe on those rights and do it gradually, they essentially turn it into privileges. And they knew when they wrote the Second Amendment, nobody's going to come in and take their guns the next day. They're going to do it with a gradual process of moving...
And that's why they talk about you're not allowed to twist these words. I want to go to Kit Daniels on the border to give us a preview of what's coming up in the next segment. And then again, we'll play the clip of the head emergency manager in McAllen, major city, saying, no, I'm here. I run it. The feds give them vouchers to go wherever they want, illegal aliens, paying to, quote, ship them into the interior. And he's endorsing this, basically, as his job. Okay, so we're going to play that again. But Kit Daniels, I know the videos will be up later tonight. You've been working so hard there with Jacobson around the clock. Want to commend you for what you're doing there. I know it's also dangerous in that area. You're saying that you guys have run into the same thing Breitbart is, where they're trying to keep you from documenting what's happening, Kit Daniels, from Brownsville?
Yes, sir. Right now, we're seeing the beginnings of a media blackout on the same level as the invasion of Grenada in 1983. The Breitbart article was the area of that. It was about 60 miles north of where we're at now, right now in Brownsville, about 60 miles, I think, northwest.
Yes. I want you to go there. Go.
Okay. And we encountered the exact same thing here in Brownsville. Rob Jacobson and I, we drove into a neighborhood in Brownsville that was about 500 feet from the border. And all the dirt road, there's one dirt road in particular that we saw that was, looked like it's typically open. It was even shown on Google Maps that it was open. It was closed, restricted access only. And so we drove around the neighborhood and we found another dirt road. So we took that dirt road and kind of hugged the border, so to speak. And finally, we saw one lone Border Patrol agent that took a very keen interest in us. He started, he shifted his SUV into gear, hightailed it, got right on our bumper right when we were driving back into the neighborhood. And he rode our bumper for a good 5 minutes. And it was obvious he's running our license plates. And I tried to wave him down, you know, talk to him, but...
Yeah, you're going to have to go up, like I said, with the other crew all week and talk to them right in their trucks like Breitbart did, or have them come over and tell you. But that already happened to Bound and others. We did get that on video at the major border crossing. They said, you know, no, you can't be here again because they don't want the fact that the crime is being committed to be known by the public. What else have you learned since you got down there last night that's coming up, Kit Daniels?
Well, we tried to... get onto the detention facility for Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and they shut us down. They turned us away saying, oh, well, we'll give you the number for the media person once you contact her, but no filming of the facility, not
sure.
Even driving up to the guard post.
Yeah, well, they don't have a right to not let you do that, where they commit their crimes at. Also, I would continue to show what the ICE agent gave us the intel on, how they release the illegals at midnight on the buses so that no one sees it. They want all this covered up. The government's not... Telling folks to come here is to totally collapse it, ladies and gentlemen. Our government is engaged in treason, high treason.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. In the heart of the resistance, it's Alex Jones.
We We are the heart of the resistance. It's on record. Texas is the big battleground. They take Texas, they get it all. A second California. Overrun with illegals, sworn to vote. Basically communist. With the big mega banks, exempt offshore. Crony capitalists controlling communism as the deployed social control system. That is the true socioeconomic tech weapon we face. Completely different from what the textbooks or colleges will teach you. But in Carol Quigley's books and other actual globalist tomes, it's admitted. Now, if you want to see the video in full, it's up on Infowars.com. City official admits Border Patrol fronting cash to bus illegals. I want to get Kit's take on that and expanding our investigation. But this is the head of McAllen Emergency Management, Kevin Pagan, told Infowars that 99% of them got off the Border Patrol bus at our bus station, had a ticket. The emergency coordinator for South Texas City stated. And he goes on in these quotes is that they basically pay for it. Then Paul Watson found a day after this broke, the actual federal hiring from January at Fed Biz Ops, federal contracts, they have to put those out, hiring the people to do this and to, quote, bring the kids in with dignity into the interior in January. And we found the documents, FEMA pre-deploying the goods. I mean, David Knight, this is unbelievable. I want to play this clip and then get our reporter on the ground's take on this and then your take on it. But here is the clip.
Well, what happened to today in particular is that the Border Patrol dropped off some, they call them detainees, but Obviously they're not detained after they drop them off. Mm-hmm. And normally they have tickets or arranged transportation to go somewhere in the interior. Well, today, apparently for some logistical reasons, some of them hadn't had transportation arranged, or their transportation is tomorrow.
That's enough.
And so...
And it just goes on. He says they're illegal. So go watch the full video. Let's get Kit Daniels' take on this and then other new developments. You're going to be down there for a few days covering this. We're going to rotate more reporters down there, continuous coverage. But, Kit, what is it like to witness this level of lawlessness personally?
It's unbelievable. It's bizarre. Since we've been down here, we've seen maybe 10, 15, even 20 times more Border Patrol trucks parked in Border Patrol stations than we have even seen driving around.
Oh, yeah. I want to add that. That's the key intel. I went to Big Bend, where I've been 15 times or more in my life. Always Border Patrol everywhere. I went there and saw one Border Patrol truck one time, and that was at the station in Alpine, 70 miles in, and they just waved us and everybody through. One guy. It used to be teeming. I'm glad that's the story. Is they're on stand down. Go show.
Complete stand down.
Yeah.
And it's funny, the one Border Patrol agent we do encounter is coming after us. So it just emphasizes the point that Border Patrol is not meant to. I mean, there are good Border Patrol agents.
No, they've called us. They've blown the whistle to us down there in person. We blurred their faces out. They're all quitting because it's over.
The establishment, the very top of Border Patrol, is meant to come after us, the American citizen. And that's what we've seen here so far.
Yeah, and I've got two reporters that are invited on, and I'm just ranting over everybody because I'm just freaking out. Kit, continue making your points. You're there. See, there's so many points. That's why I get mad and brainstorm, is I can't even explain how bad it is, David.
Yeah.
They're on stand down. The other reporter said that. There's no Border Patrol.
Oh, yeah.
They showed the major Brownsville thing that I've been through many times, used to be teaming. There was like two Border Patrol, and the cars just drive through. It's gone. It's North American Union. The country currently is in cardiac arrest. I'm sorry, Kit. Go ahead and make your points. I'm literally just got lightheaded.
Yeah, I haven't been down here probably about 10 years or so, so I don't really have a frame of reference as what to expect. But I expected a lot more Border Patrol agents than what I've seen so far. This is unbelievable. I mean, I was looking around at the, pan the camera maybe, at the Border Patrol station, see if there's anyone I could talk to. There's absolutely nobody standing around. It's like a wide open border, literally.
Jacobs will continue to pan around while he talks.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And it's just, this is just a complete stand down. And the fact that they are they're shutting down public roads just emphasizes the fact there's a media blackout.
Well, listen, shoot your own report in your own words. Clearly there's a stand down, and we need to get an article out tomorrow about this. David Knight.
Well, Alex, you said earlier that FedBiz Ops solicitation said that they wanted to bring them in with dignity. They'd be the only people entering America anymore with any dignity because the TSA was set up to take away our dignity and our freedom.
Our troops are on death list. They don't give veterans, they let them die. Where's their dignity?
If they were
They're not Democratic voters, so they don't get jack crap.
That's right. If they were serious.
And I'm really having trouble not cussing. I'm being honest. Because sometimes I'm not a cusser, but sometimes that's the only words I've got. This is BS, man. Damn government is criminal, filthy scum. God almighty, people, what the hell won't you put up with? I'm sorry, David, go ahead.
Well, you know, it quietly came out, and we were the only people to cover it. When John Corbett sued the TSA and was able to see their documents, he saw that in 2011, in their documents, it said that there was no threat, according to the TSA, at any of the airports or two.
It's all horse crap.
Exactly. That was released because the lawsuit, they mistakenly put the unredacted copy up and then put the redacted copy up.
It's an authoritarian takeover to get your bank accounts, people. When they get rid of the Bill of Rights, it's over. They will screw us to the wall. You think you're getting screwed now with food prices doubling? Get ready for hyperinflation. And we'll get to watch the very people, David, that engineered this whole thing pose as the saviors. I can't even look at this Hillary Clinton poster. I want to throw up, man.
Well, you know,
God, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
When Petraeus was at this conference last week, and of course now after being a general in charge of Afghanistan, the drug operations there, then being with the CIA, now he's an investment banker with KKR. Okay, so he's talking about NAFTA, and he's saying that it's got an advantage over Europe and even China because our demographics are going up while theirs are going down. The only way that NAFTA's demographics are going up is because of the massive influx of illegal.
But they're bringing in disabled people and mothers with little kids. That's just Cloward and Piven.
Exactly.
See, they say North American unions to get us up while they shut everything off. Just like they said NAFTA and GATT would help us.
And then immediately after he talks about the fact that we've got demographics that are surging up, and of course, this is Petraeus's NAFTA surge that we're seeing now. Immediately after he says, well, we got the advantage because we've got the workers coming in. Then he says, well, we got a revolution going on where instead of having 100 people on an assembly line, we're going to have 2 people and 100 robots. Well, what are we going to do with all the people?
No, it's going to be political.
Bring down the country. I mean, you're
by the way, I want to show that headline. Let's
Mexicans, it's going away because of these robots that they're going to bring online.
I want to find that article because people say, oh, that he didn't say that. London Telegraph, we'll find it during the break. Kids, stay with us for the rest. I said I'd take some calls, but I'm so wound up right now. Look, you're supposed to freak out about this. People yell and scream about their sports team winning or losing. I yell and scream when I'm treated like a slave everywhere. And the border is stinking open. And I know all these people having their houses taken by the IRS who even paid the money, even though it's unconstitutional. I mean, it's like literally I have to go to Mexico, renounce my citizenship to come back here to have any freedom.
That's right. And have they stood down anybody at the airports? No, they're still going through with this basic facade that they've had with the TSA, denying us of the dignity that they're giving the people who are coming in here illegally, the gang.
Yeah, and by the way, all the other talk shows that listen to this show, grow up and admit we've been right about all this and join the team, okay? We'll be right back with Kit Daniels has more. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Oh, man, I got to settle down during this break.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
That gun kicks as hard as it shoots. Or in Newtonian physics, for every action there's an opposite and equal reaction. All the major political professors, liberal, conservative, doesn't matter, from Turley to Fine, from Bruce Fine to Jonathan Turley, say we're going into ultra-fascism. And I noticed the globalists have adopted fascist names, Homeland Security, the uniforms, because they know it's worked before for them to take over. They know the public's so stupid, so dumbed down, they're just doing it. But for those of us that are informed, I mean, it is an emergency situation in this country. And I have a whole stack of articles I want to get to in the next segment about food prices. And I've been saying, you know, inflation is going up faster than people than the government's saying. They claim, oh, it surged 0.3%. I've been going to places for breakfast for years. And just in the last year, a plate of eggs, hash browns and stuff has gone up 75%. Everybody I talk to says that. And now they have to admit it. So we're going to be talking about that and what that means and why that's happening, folks. The hidden quantitative easing tax. That's why they're so mad at Bratt up in Virginia, who just won the primary. He's an economist, an engineer, and a bunch of stuff, is that he keeps pointing that out. Yeah. They go, oh, terrorist, weirdo. He's warning you about the Weimar Republic, David.
No, he's all about pointing out what the bankers are doing, looting this country. And
not your corner bank.
That's right.
They're great people. We're talking about the Federal Reserve. Yeah.
That's right. The Federal Reserve, what they're able to do with that. And that's why they really don't like him. I mean, he's an economics professor. That's going to be an interesting race. His opponent is from the same small university. But, he's an economics professor, and that was his core thing. He said, these guys ought to be put in jail. Look at what they did.
It's counterfeiting. It's counterfeiting. Yeah. It's counterfeiting.
So he understands what that is.
Why is counterfeiting bad? Because it lowers the quality of the money.
Yeah.
Lowers the value.
But they play these games with all the unemployment rates, with inflation rates and everything, because you can, depending on how you set up your equations, what you decide that you're going
to do. But it's so bad, those don't even work now.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, but that's the issue. Just like the illegals. You lower the wages in Mexico, you don't raise the Mexicans, you lower us and then you lower them. And that's what Ross Perot explained in his debates. We should do a whole show on that.
Yeah.
On CNN. And Al Gore would act confident and laugh at him, and the media said, Perot was destroyed in the debate, and the weak public went, he was destroyed, even though you watch it, and I watched it live at the time, I was, in college, Perot destroyed him.
And, of course, they set up NAFTA 20 years ago, and they always like to set up the legal framework and then gradually bring it in as a fait accompli.
Through that.
Exactly.
Just like the EU was an economic deal.
Exactly. So that's why it is so amazingly scary when we see things like the NDAA, where he says the military can arrest you and hold you indefinitely without trial.
Yeah,
they can
transport
you. They don't put that stuff in and not intend to use it.
Well, I mean, take Ross Perot, we're going back to the border with Kit Daniels. You watch that. Ross Perot realized this was going to kill the country. And it wasn't that he was even a perfect guy. He's part of the establishment, got government contracts and stuff. I don't care. He was selling good products. But they made an issue out of that. The point was, everything he said was true. Listen, they're paid $25 an hour in Canada. 5 years after we got rid of our border and trade deal with them, our workers were paid $18 an hour on average at the factories. And it lowered them, and we went down as well. So what happens is they go down, we go down, and then you go to Mexico, it'll lower them and lower us. This is not a good deal for anybody but the guys that are running these companies. And listen, my issue is I'm all for free market. But this isn't free market when you set up a deal where you're dealing with a slave state like China and their workers. That will be a giant sucking sound to the bottom. You've got to demand higher pay for everybody across the board, but not with fixed prices and not with some minimum wage, but with not debasing your industrial base. That's where the real value comes from. Now, who was right, him or Al Gore?
Yeah, well, as you said before, Al Gore and Bill Clinton went to Bilderberg and said they were going to sign on to NAFTA. Whatever they wanted, they got put in, we got NAFTA. That's exactly what they want. They want that consolidation here in North America, as well as what they did in the European Union. And now we've got this secretive trade agreement, both a Pacific trade partnership as well as a transatlantic trade partnership.
And say this again, no one's allowed to see it.
That's right.
Boy, that sounds like freedom.
Exactly like the borders. You can't see what's going on at the borders. You can't see these new laws that they're putting in that are going to essentially, through the back door, not just trade and economic issues, but I mean, these are hardcore things that are going to come after us in terms of internet freedom, where they couldn't get CISPA through multiple
times. It just clicked.
They're going to put it in.
It just clicked. It's all happening.
Yeah.
We say the hammer hadn't dropped. It's just dropped. But it's the old question of, if a tree falls, nobody hears it, did it make a sound?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the tree fell. It's here. They are doing it. And people need to know, folks, it means the end of prosperity. Just like QE Unlimited means your prices are going to double. Shutting down your power plants are going to bankrupt you. That's why that's important when Obama does that and then lets Mexico have all the power plants they want. It means your factories have to go there because they can't get the power. See, I mean, this is war, folks. And that's why I freak out so bad, because it's like watching a bank robbery. It's like Edge of Tomorrow. I watch the robbery go on every day, worse and worse. Yeah. It's a Groundhog Day that gets worse.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to get the, and instead I tune into local radio and, oh, the morning show's making fun of me. And then the night show and the news is making fun of me. It's all so funny, David. It's real funny, David.
Well, here's one thing, Alex. Look at what's going on with transportation. All of these service sector jobs are now going to go away in the next 3 to 5 years.
Robots.
Exactly. The beginning of the year, they were talking about, hey, the technology for self-driving, and what they mean by that is computer-driven cars, is already here. We just need the legal framework. So what happened? About 3 months later, in April, you started seeing the European Union, California, all greasing the skids legally for them to put these self-driving cars on. Now, you got this big thing going on between Uber, the ride-sharing company, that's now up to $17 billion in capitalization. They just had a new round of funding where they got $1.2 billion. they're being fought by all these taxi drivers. They had 12,000 taxi drivers in England show up to protest Uber. What they don't understand is that when Uber, whether or not they beat back Uber for the next 3 to 5 years, Uber has already said this is about making vehicles something other than privately owned hardware. We're going to make transportation community owned. And the thing that makes our taxi drives expensive is that dude in the car with you. He's going to go away as soon as we get computer driven government.
That's it. It's about removing your mobility. Everything surveilled. It's a technological technocracy, end of humanity takeover, in their own words.
Yes.
I didn't come up with all this that just keeps coming true. And people go, how does he know this? Mm-hmm. It's all laid out.
Oh, Uber's been very upfront about it. We're going to see the end of private ownership of cars. It's an anachronism as far as they're concerned. They're going to force us by both positive things that they offer us.
Just like I told people, they're putting the satellite tracker boxes in.
Yeah.
Let's go back to Kit real quick. Kit, you're going to have live reports tomorrow. You're going to file some reports tonight. What else is it important for you to add down there at the Texas border in Brownsville that you've been seeing and witnessing?
Well, one thing we noticed is driving, just hugging the border, the border's wide open. There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. It was just, and the fact that the border is this restricted from us, from even going near the border, even though we're on the American side of the border, we're not allowed somehow to go to that area.
Well, yeah, I mean, a child molester wants to do it in secret. I mean, a criminal wants to do it in secret, of course.
Yeah, there's absolutely no border security whatsoever down here. None at all. And just standing out here for the past hour, I've only seen maybe a handful of Border Patrol vehicles just driving by.
You're at their headquarters.
Right at their headquarters. And to put it into perspective, I read an article recently, and even to add to that, the fact that the mainstream media is now starting to report on what we've been breaking the past 2 weeks. And they have said that the Border Patrol, their drug seizures for the past 6 months, is down 34% in Texas alone. It's even double that in New Mexico. That just because all the Border Patrol officers are too busy changing diapers at the facilities that they're getting pulled off of the border.
And people say, well, wait, the government wants a monopoly of drugs so the big banks can launder it. They don't need the Border Patrol anymore. The CIA runs Los Zetas on record. That came out in federal court. They're there to enforce only narcotics coming in laundered by the big banks. Mm-hmm. See, they've Absolutely. Already got their police force mm-hmm. internally. See, globalists get rid of the major borders, but then set up new secret borders. That's what Brzezinski talks about in subsectors. I mean, this is a scientific program.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. People wonder what's going on. They say, how could this be happening? Look at the massive incompetence. It's not incompetence. They just don't understand what the purpose is behind it. They don't understand what the scheme is behind it, where they're going. This is planned and working.
They came out with cruise missiles 45 years ago that could shoot down your chimney. The globalists are precision. Precision-guided evil. Gotta love Billy Idol. I love his song, John Wayne.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A couple of decades ago, Australia had a mass shooting, similar to Columbine or Newtown. And Australia just said, well, that's it. We're not seeing that again.
Yeah.
And basically imposed very severe, tough gun laws.
Banned everything but single shot. Oh, they had plenty of mass shootings and muggings and general crime exploded.
Are off the charts. There's no advanced developed country on earth.
It's down 52%. Not true. Switzerland, you have to own a gun by law if you're a citizen, the lowest crime rate in the world. Just all lies. I want to finish up with Kit Daniels and some of the reports he's going to be filing in HD to Infowars.com tonight and tomorrow. Any other points you'd like to add before we shift gears into some other news here in the final segment?
Well, it's important to realize that our border security has been reduced to an honor system. Instead of deporting illegal aliens, they're now just shipping them deeper in the U.S., go to Massachusetts, Kansas.
Well, no. They deport the illegals from Mexico to the U.S.
Yeah.
It's
a
reverse deportation.
Here's the interesting thing. In 2011, Mexico loosened their border security. because they're expecting the U.S. to subsidize it. They're not concerned with their southern border with Guatemala. They're saying, oh, well, let them all in.
Well, that's right. They've always had their most draconian borders in Latin America. Hard labor, 6 months at least. Even New York Times admitted that. So they're now opening up, just saying, hey, long as you go to El Norte. Man, wow.
And then once the illegals are getting bussed by the Border Patrol through taxpayer money, they're just saying, hey, just wait around. We'll give you a court date for your immigration court case. It's like most of them are never going to show up for that.
Well, then Obama's cut the deportations by 80%+. I mean, it's absolutely just all fake.
And on June 20th, Joe Biden even said that we're going to deport the massive majority of the children from Guatemala and El Salvador, but not all of them. That's just statements like that. It's just is enough to bring in thousands more into the country.
Thousands. It's thousands per day. Look, the plan is to collapse the border fully and then say we're creating a North American security perimeter, which they already set up to stop this because we got to have U.S. troops on the Guatemala border. And then it'll just be U.S. troops bringing them in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, that's the plan. That's our new army.
Imagine if everybody just rushed the planes at the airport and just got on, went through security. And then the TSA just stood down. I mean, they're going through people's shoes, x-raying us, all this theater that they have in there that absolutely is...
Well, it's teaching you you're the terrorist.
Exactly. It's not about security at all. And this shows the naked lie, the fact that they just open up the border, let people come through while they're still doing this nonsense.
I agree.
In the airports.
I want to shift gears finally from Kit and then to you here, David. Kit, you were there and got to talk to Hillary, and you got separate audio in the video at Infowars.com talking to her. What was it like being near such a vomitous creature?
I was talking to Rob on the way down here about it, and I told him the best way to describe it is like in The Empire Strikes Back when Luke goes into the cave in Dagobah and he meets the Phantom of Darth Vader. That is exactly what it was like meeting Hillary Clinton. She has this facade of being polite, but she's got this aura of evilness about her. And it's just, it literally put chills up my spine. I don't know, I'm not even exaggerating.
No, I've been around Janet Reno, and it's chill. It's like cold. That's why I say hell must be cold, because I don't get it. It's like they're really evil. And I've been in courts and stuff following cases back when I did more local journalism, when they've had like child killers and stuff in there, and you feel that same deal. Mm-hmm. I mean, they like the evil. And I'm not just saying that. You have to be around it to experience it.
Oh, yeah.
You were there. What was it like?
You can hear it in that tape. Well, you know, I guess the thing that really struck me most about it was, you know, here she is, you know, holding court and layer after layer, ring after ring of security, searching people. Every few feet, there's private security or Secret Service. I couldn't tell which they were. But, you know, you live in that kind of the 99.99%, you know, of us don't experience. This is the 0.01% of the elite who really are terrorized when they think about all the rabble out there owning pitchforks. Because they don't want to see that happen. And so I guess it really does terrorize her to think about the fact that there are people out there who could actually defend themselves and look after their own protection. Certainly, she can't understand what people are facing out there, and she clearly knows what the Second Amendment is about. She knows that it's about a deterrence. It's about...
Dianne Feinstein carries a gun.
Yeah, yeah.
But she doesn't want you to be able to have one.
That's right. And Hillary Clinton's got an entire entourage of Austin police as well as private security or Secret Service or whatever they are, protecting her everywhere, searching people, keeping these layers of security around her. She lives in a bubble.
And you've got all these weird narcissists around her glowing on the power trip of being near the disgusting blob. Kit Daniels, we'll talk to you more tomorrow. Great job with the Hillary event and at the border. Continue to break major stories at Infowars.com.
Talk to you soon.
Great job, Kit and Jacobson. All right. Finally, let's get to the new breaking scandal of when she was a lawyer. Her specialty was protecting pedophiles. I mean, imagine you want to be a lawyer. You choose. I think I want to protect child rapists that rape little girls so hard it sterilizes them.
Well, what's just surfaced is an audio recording going back to 1975, I guess, was when the case was.
And it's up on Infowars.com. It's up on DrudgeReport.com.
Yeah, and at the time, there was this 13-year-old girl who was molested and raped, a violent rape, left her damaged for life. And Hillary Clinton said that they came to her because they wanted a female lawyer. The rapist wanted a female lawyer, and she said that she gave this guy a polygraph test, and she said he actually passed it, and she laughed about it. She said, it destroyed my faith in polygraphs forever. Then she talked about how she got him off on a technicality when they actually had forensic evidence that proved that he was guilty. She got that forensic evidence thrown out. Now, this is something that briefly came up in 2008. The lady came up and she started to say something, and they again attacked her, as is always the case. Even though she was only 13 years old at the time, they attacked her for talking about what Hillary Clinton had done and then in later years laughed about. Now this tape has come up. And this,
they had said she would laugh about it, and now, again, it's mainstream news, and we'll put up on screen while we're playing this tape some of the articles where you can find the video, but again, it's on InfoWars. Here is some of that tape.
Of course, he claimed that he did all this stuff. He took a lot of taking tests. I had to take a polygraph, which he passed, which forever destroyed my faith in polygraphs. Yeah, a lot of more. What was said about it was that the prosecutors had evidence, among which was his underwear.
His what?
His underwear, which was bloody.
Bloody underwear.
Sent out of the crime lab for those efforts to reform the crime lab. Crime lab took a pair of underpants, neatly cut out the part that they were going to test. Came back with the result of what kind of blood it was, what was mixed in with it. Then sent the pants back with the hole in it for evidence. So I got ordered to see the evidence, and the prosecutor didn't want me to see the evidence. I had to go to Moffitt Cummings to convince Moffitt that, yes, indeed, I had a right to see the evidence before it was presented. They presented these underpants with a hole in it. I said, what kind of evidence is that? You've got a pair of underpants with a hole in it. Of course, the crime lab had thrown away the piece that they cut out. It was really awful. I mean, I plea bargained it down because they didn't have any, it turned out they didn't have any evidence. But I happened to be going to New York and I took the underpants with me. I got special court orders. And I went to Brooklyn where this man's name I now cannot remember who had shared in the Nobel Prize for his work on the RH factor and was one of the real premier investigators in the field of blood.
Yeah, well, folks can hear it. So she's just bragging. She's very calmly talking about how she got this guy off, who later it turned out was guilty, and she's real proud of it.
See, her whole candidacy is built on the idea that we need to have a woman in office, and yet here's somebody who throws a 13-year-old child under the bus and lets her violent rapist get away. It's just like she talks about, we need to look after the poor people, and yet she and the Clinton Foundation are getting $500 million from Goldman Sachs, holding fundraising meetings in Goldman Sachs' office. The hypocrisy is just amazing.
Well, she wants to sick people on what's left of the middle class that actually is a ladder out of poverty. When she is, literally, we've done the numbers on the superclass, it's 0.00000023.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's this ultra elite that are anti-free market, and they're literally blaming all this tyranny on capitalism when they're the opposite.
Yeah, but if the people who are typical Democrat supporters, if they would just look at what she is doing and compare that to...
Yeah, and we're not even endorsing the Republicans. We just better get something better here.
Absolutely.
We better get back to the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And the Democratic Party right now is the most virulent cancer on the planet. It will turn into Hitler if it can. I mean, she's even putting out fascist posters now where she's like the godfather. Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com with all the great products, supplements, water filters, the best quality products out there. And join us tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Great job to the crew. Great job to everybody. We'll see you on the weekday show.